إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, these are the days for students to prove they're worthy of their degrees. It is the time for examination, or exams, or tests. Today, I would like to give a few points and reminders about this time, according to the students, and what to do, and to reflect upon such an important time in the life of the students. A lot of us, alhamdulillah, we have been through that, and we only understand too well what it feels to go through such time. First of all, I would like to remind the students of their duty, that they came from various parts of the UK, some of them they came from further afield, perhaps as far as Indonesia or Malaysia or Egypt or Saudi Arabia, etc. So they came a long way in order to attain some knowledge, in the hope of benefiting their ummah. Perhaps we need, first of all, to widen our view as why we are here. First of all, I'd like to say that what you are doing is, in terms of studying, whether you're doing medicine, engineering, architect, information technology, economy, whatever subject, you should view it as being fard kifaya. There are two things in Islam. Fard kifaya, it means that it is communally obligatory, which means that if it is done by the few, then the rest of the community or the ummah, it can extend from a small community to a whole country or to the whole ummah, they will be excused. They will not sin. And if it is left, then everyone will be answerable in the day of judgment, such as salatul janazah, preparation of the deceased, etc., etc. So if it is done by a group, then alhamdulillah, the rest are fine. And there is the individually or personally obligatory, such as salah, zakah, siyam, etc. You have to do it. It is your responsibility to do the salah and to perform the salah and to go through the siyam, to fast the month of Ramadan, etc. Look after your parents. It is your individual responsibility. Attaining knowledge, such as medicine, engineering, account, you know, being an accountant, etc., is extremely important. Some ulama say that some of these areas could be more important than having another scholar in Islam, in a sense that we, the ummah, should be self-sufficient in terms of what it needs. We should not rely on the others, on the non-Muslims, to send us doctors or engineers or accountants, etc. So it is really, for the ummah, it is a must. Also, if you have been sent specifically to do a subject and you are sponsored by your country or by an organization specifically to attain that knowledge, then that may move from fard kifaya to fard ayn, from the communally obligatory to be personally obligatory, because you have been tasked with the job of attaining that specific knowledge, because when you come back, that knowledge is needed. So you have to do your very best. Nevertheless, I'm trying to balance the feel of responsibility and for one not to go to the other extreme of worrying and so on and so forth. The Prophet ﷺ says, كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. All of you, that is in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim and in other books, all of you are shepherds and responsible for what they look after. And the Prophet ﷺ gave us examples from the head of the state to the woman in her own home, to the man with his family, to even the servant or the maid serving others. They are all have that responsibility, and definitely you as a student should feel that responsibility. You are responsible to do as much as you can to attain the knowledge and come back with that knowledge to benefit perhaps your village or to your town or your city or perhaps the whole country. And at the end of the day, all of us are important, and all of that is really leading to strengthening the ummah, the whole ummah. I remind you again, the ummah should be self-sufficient. Wherever you go, the ummah should be able to have, should be self-sufficient in terms of the doctors needed, the accountants, the managers, the school teachers, and so on. It is only in very small, in very specific situations that we may need the others, but we should really fill all these gaps. So we move on how to help you with your exams. At the outset, a good intention is needed. إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. That is in البخاري and Muslim في الصحيحين. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will reward you according to your intention. It's not only the salah you need to have intention for, or the siyam. Anything you do in this life, if you look after your parents and you have the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will help you subhanahu wa ta'ala with such a task and will abundantly reward you. If you do it, so as people say, well, so and so is looking after, he's so good with their parents, then it is what you intended. So for you as a student, although you think, oh, I'm coming, I'll be earning my living, there is nothing wrong with that, thinking that you are going to earn your living, but I think you should also aim higher than earning your living. This is a byproduct you should think of studying. You should really aim higher. Think of excelling in your area, looking after your people wherever you going after you finish your exams and you have your degree. And then on top of that, have the niyyah, the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what you do. If you have that niyyah, if you didn't have that niyyah, have it now. You can change your niyyah. As any one of us can change from positive to negative, you can always change it from negative to positive. If your niyyah was so narrow, widen it. If it was for self-satisfaction and to reach your personal goals, that's fine. But widen that to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to serve the Muslims and to serve the Ummah. If you do that, then definitely you'll find that your job becomes much, much easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, verily, my salah, my nusuk, which is the sacrifice for the sake of Allah, my life and my death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of alameen, the Lord of all beings. No partner with him, and this is my orders, and I am the first amongst the Muslims. So everything we do, dear brothers and sisters, should be for the sake of Allah. It makes it rewarding, it makes it easier, and then you call the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are doing it for the sake of Allah, Allah will definitely help you. If you do it for a much narrower purpose, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may lead you to it. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا كان كذا وكذا ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان رواه مسلم وغيره. This is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying here, a strong believer is better than a weaker believer, and in both is good. Oftentimes I have people coming and say, Sheikh, this is the strong iman. If it is about the strength of iman, then why is the hadith? It is obvious that a stronger iman is better than a weaker iman. But the hadith is general, and the generality of a text, whether it is Quran or Sunnah, is always sought after unless we have a separate proof that it is meant to be for a specific case. That is al-ibra bi'umum al-lafz la bi-khusus al-sabab. Al-mu'min al-qawi, any sort of strength, mashallah, black belt in karate, martial arts, whatever, you know, strength in body, strength in mind, PhD or whatever, strength financially, supporting others, and so on. Strength in knowledge that can be passed on, it is all included. المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says both of them there is good. So alhamdulillah, no one is losing. Everyone is a winner. But ones are winning more, and we know in Islam, وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسين. In this, المتنافسون. And in this, the competitors should compete. You compete in being a better, a more pious person, by praying tahajjud at night, they're by memorizing Al-Quran, by having more knowledge, and also by having more knowledge in terms of dunya, because you're going to benefit the others. And definitely this is a strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you if you seek it, and will reward you for it. So remember, when you're going to your exams, that the better results, inshaAllah, the stronger you are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward you, inshaAllah. And then in the hadith it says that, and if something happens, do not say, if I did this, this would have happened, and so on, so such and such, such and such. That's it. What happened, happened. You should have prepared better for the exam, definitely. If you haven't done so, do it now. Don't just sit down and feel sorry about yourself. Do as much as you can. And you say, oh, maybe I should have done. Okay, alhamdulillah, next year, do better. You learned from the lesson, next year, prepare well, attend the lectures, have your notes, borrow the right books, buy the right books, apportion your time, manage your time, etc. But what happened in the past, you cannot change. And if you just sit down and feel sorry, then the shaitan comes, and that is a great opportunity. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ would have done and would haven't done, etc. But, etc., it will open, it's a key for the shaitan into our lives. Furthermore, dear brothers and sisters, during the time of exam, we need, particularly at that time, we need to have the right balance between two extremes, al-ifrat wa al-tafrit. So no excess, no going beyond reasonable limits, nor negligence. You could sit down and say, alhamdulillah, you know, I'll do whatever I do. And you just become complacent and don't do much. You say, okay, I haven't done much, so what, you know, if I fail, I fail. No, you still have time. Maybe a few days. Some subjects, I remember, alhamdulillah, when we were students, we were very active in the Islamic society. And the elder brothers, jazahumullah khair, did not really give us the right advice, to be honest with you. Because if I see a young chap neglecting their studies because of Islamic activities, I'll have a word with them and say, look, you have to balance. You can't just neglect your subject. You are here as a student too. You should not miss out. And alhamdulillah, I have seen in the last a few years in many universities individuals who did excel in Islamic activities, as well as, mashallah, attaining the top of the results, first class with honors, and so on and so forth. There is no contradiction, dear brothers and sisters. But the balance, making that balance, is extremely important. You should have patience, and also you should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, if you are a parent, this is also good. Perhaps you can tell your kids some of what you learned today. But also, it applies to all aspects of life. Because even if you work, you go through hard time, etc. And some of these, inshallah, points can be of benefit for all of us. Remember how great the hereafter compared with this dunya. So as you can see things in the right proportion. Again, remember, you have to do your very best and study very well and apply yourself and go and put a lot of effort, but also do not kill yourself, as they say. And in this case, you remember al-akhirah, so as you will have the right proportion. Although, what we do, by the way, there is no contradiction again. What we do is with the right intention and the right effort, we are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serve our ummah, and that is definitely seeking al-akhirah. There is no contradiction, inshaAllah, if we do it right. Do not feel hopeless. Do not despair. No matter what happened in the past, do not despair. And also correct your path. If you thought you were negligent and you didn't do as much as you should have done, do it today. Do it now. Do your best. Okay, you missed on one or two subjects, a few more coming, and you still have a few days. Some subject you could, I'm not encouraging you to do that, but we have been students. Some subjects you can do in 2 or 3 days, and you can pass the exams. And you can do okay. So there are ways around that, but it does not really, is not a replacement of good planning and studying throughout the year. Now, this is a difficult time. Definitely, it's not easy. A lot of us will feel the pressure, and we feel that we need to perform, we need to work very hard, we need to have self-restraint, etc. So we need to be nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللجوء إلى الله بالتقوى والعبادة والذكر والدعاء. We need to be nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Observe our salah, make dua, make dhikr, try to be good Muslims in this time. Nevertheless, we should not be like those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many ayahs. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. This example you'll see a lot in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the example of people who get into a ship to travel from A to B, and then the waves become vicious and high, and then they feel that they're going to drown. And in this case, the believer and the otherwise person who did not think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will supplicate to Allah. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They supplicated and made dua to Allah, and to Allah alone, not to the idols they worship or to what they thought they were gods, but to Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that in this instant Allah alone will come to their aid. A lot of them, when they are saved and when they reach the other destination, then they go back to bad habits. Unfortunately, I have seen that amongst Muslims too. During the exams, mashallah, salah and taqwa, etc. And after the exams, they go back. If they didn't pray 5 times a day, they just leave the salah, as if there is no need now for salah, there is no need to Allah, for Allah wal-iyadu billah now. We should be very careful. The time of exam should make us nearer to Allah, but we should maintain this nearness to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the time of exam is a time to strengthen brotherhood amongst us, to help your brother and to help the others who are in need. You can help them, first of all, in terms of looking after their well-being. Some of us, actually, we are more affected by exams. I don't want to give examples just not to frighten you, but, you know, we worry. Some are more worriers than others. They worry a lot to the extent that they may have depression or anxiety or whatever, and they cannot do much. If you see your brother in this situation, come to his or her aid. Tell someone that can help. Convince them to seek help, to see a doctor, etc. So that is, and of course, look after your own. As in the aeroplane, put your mask before you help others. Look after your own. Be strong yourself and be good yourself. Look after your physical health and mental health during this time, as well as your brothers. And also, if you can help in terms of explaining a subject or an equation or a matter that a brother needs from you, do so. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Very quickly, I have some points of practical points for you to take on board during the time of exams. You should really take a good rest before the exam. No caffeine tablets, no caffeine drinks. This is no good for you. You can't cram the whole year in few hours. You need to get good sleep before the exam. Start with Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah. A brother came to me last month and he said, MashaAllah, you have a fantastic prayer room now and no one comes to it, particularly for Salat al-Fajr. Believe me, Salat al-Fajr is unrivaled. If you start your day with Salat al-Fajr in the masjid or in the musalla, your life will change. Particularly, you can do it now during the time of exams, and then you make dua and make sure that your parents are happy with you. If you have upset them, ask for their forgiveness. Read al-adhkar in the morning and in the evening. Go to the exam early. Do not leave it to the very last minute. Try to be there half an hour earlier rather than running the last a few minutes and then begging the examiner to let you in because you arrived late. You don't need that. Make sure you are clean. Cleanliness is very important. Take a shower. Of course, cleanliness is near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nadafa min al-Iman. Al-Tahur shatr al-Iman. Cleanliness is half of Iman. But also it makes you feel good. Comb your hair. Put on clean clothes. It gives you very good. It gives the others around you as well as to your own self. You will feel much better and much better equipped, if you like, to do your exam. Have breakfast if it is early in the morning. Have breakfast, even if it was milk and dates or cereal. Do not go without food. It's not good. And also try to drink enough water. Say dua al-khuruj, the dua of leaving. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika an adilla aw dalla aw azilla aw zalla aw azlima aw azlama aw ajhala aw ajhala alay, etc. All these adhkar. And prepare yourself. Take all the equipment you need with you. Do not rely on others to give you a red pen or a pencil or a sharpener or whatever. Bring everything you need with you. Because then you panic and you don't feel well. If you panic, then you lose your concentration and you don't do too well. Say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of the exam. Sit up well. Read the questions. Spend 10 minutes of the 3 hours or 2 hours on reading. Because if you understand the question, then you will be able to answer it. If you misunderstand the question, your answer is not really for that question. So investing in reading the question is always important. Write notes and plan. So if you have a question, plan very quickly. Say, okay, I'll talk about this, or the other. And then you start writing your answer. Be succinct. Believe me, we've been also a lecturer and senior, and we don't like long answers. We just like the answer we are looking for. Be succinct and to the point, and try not to go beyond the limits, and also apportion 10% to revise your answers. Also, that's a good thing. After the exam, alhamdulillah, you say alhamdulillah, and be optimistic. Do not look at the paper again. Leave it aside. Do not try to answer the questions. Because if you realize, oh, I misunderstood this, that is wrong, then you are worried, and then it will affect the next exam. What you have done, leave it. You can't change it. Look forward to the next. And all in all, remember the dua. The adaya during the day, Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, Allahumma la sahl illa ma ja'altahu sahla. These are general adaya, general dua, but they are also useful during this time. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. Please look after yourselves, look after your health, do well. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى help you in succeeding. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برأفتك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم عنا على النجاح، اللهم عنا على النجاح يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم أمواتنا واشف مرضانا واغفر ذنوبنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم أخانا أبا علي الذي وافته المنية قبل أسبوع رحمة الله عليه. اللهم أدخله الجنة وأدخل أموات المسلمين الجنة أجمعين، وارحمهم يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.